mark. How's he going to sit there, hit it, and then nothing?
Mm-hmm. Welcome to my world, Danny.
Oh, that's what I get for talking shit.
Danny was just talking mad shit about you.
I was just slamming you, bro.
But for being late?
Yeah, no, not for being late.
No, he called us fat misogynists.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, that was both of you. I'm talking about I was soloing Mark out just now, and then, of course, he pops in right when I'm like, where is he?
Fat misogynist.
Wow. I didn't quite put it like that, but that's
those are literally the words you said.
I mean, I said that, but I didn't put it, like, I didn't present it, so.
Kurt?
I said that, but I didn't say it the way you just said it.
Man. I mean, I just said, hey, he asked if I listened to any of the episodes that just released, and I was like, which one? I was like, honestly, I didn't listen to the last one, but I listened to the one of you and Mark, I believe, titled Fat Musty. And I was like, to be honest, I realized that my friends were fat misogynists and I had to stop listening. I didn't like, yeah, I might've said that verbatim.
Is that really what you felt?
I mean, kind of, yeah. If I'm being honest, like you guys did a lot of complaining about women and I was just like, okay.
I don't complain about women.
I don't think we complain.
What do you even say about women at all?
What we said was there was this. So you gave the example that woman was like, buy me food or we don't have a relationship, which is one of them. And then we also talked about, trying to think. In the beginning, I believed we had talked about how women always have a place to stay.
Yeah.
And somebody to feed them. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a fact. It's not anything like even like misogyny related.
That makes us hate women because we said that statement?
I'm sorry. Maybe I took it just, I like, my bad. Guys.
Damn. Wait, you turned my our bad. Podcast off. You turned that you're on too.
No,
because what we said was too much for you.
No, that's not what I'm just saying. That, like, first of all, I was going to finish listening to it, but I couldn't. But when I had stopped, I was just like,
he couldn't because he could not stand it. Is what
exactly.
Because I was so,
I could not.
I felt so offended. As somebody that looks as feminine as I do.
No, you're not going to redeem yourself with self-deprecation.
I can't. Nope. No way out of this one.
And he did throw the word fat misogynist in there. He's like, you guys sound like fat.
Well, that was on the out. Like, I'm just saying you guys did a lot of complaining about something early on, but I didn't finish. That's what I'm saying. I didn't finish.
I feel like Danny, like somebody heard it and was like, hey, your friends sound like misogynist. Danny's like,
no, I haven't heard it from anybody. I swear to God, that's just me talking shit. And honestly, that was before the podcast dropped.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't done the kickoff or the intro, but ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Redeeming Qualities, the podcast where it's not how men speak, but how friends speak. I'm joined today by Fez and Mark. Both of whom I respect deeply, I love, and I appreciate, regardless of the mean things I say.
You can't give an apologetic dick suck.
Right, I mean, now. Why can't I? Right? You guys accept it? Sorry.
I'm good with it. No, I don't even need to.
Mark?
Sorry. I'm good with it.
What? Is your dick sucking up to speed?
Yeah. Good enough.
It's all right. I've had better.
All right. So just for the listeners in the audience, hopefully Fez doesn't release anything prior to the opening of this episode, but I might have been mean, so I apologized.
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
We're good. So you guys talked about The Harder They Fall, and I hadn't seen it yet. And I watched it, and I want to talk about
it. I'm not good with movie titles. Can you
it's
give me
Idris Elba in that new Netflix special?
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
So, Mark, I know you had some thoughts on it initially.
Yeah.
So You had a couple questions for me, which I forgot by this point to ask me about specific scenes.
Yeah.
Very Tarantino feeling. I really loved, and what I mean by that was the music. They let the song play. They didn't edit the song to match the scene. They made the scene match the song. And I think that's, to me, so much more like powerful. I mean, and everything.
You're talking about when they'd have like some reggae drop while they're like cruising through the desert on horses?
No, I'm talking about the shootout scene especially.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, the whole thing was very...
thought it was rad.
Yeah, I thought that was, you know, very Tarantino-ish. And I, you know, I know that he kind of solidified that as his, as what he is. But I think other people should be able to use that by this point in time and just kind of match that energy. So I loved it for that.
I mean, I like it as well. I guess I don't know really what to say. What else to say? It was a cool movie. Definitely, you know, this was exactly produced by Jay-Z and shit. I do believe.
Which just means that he funded it, right?
Which just means he funds it, but I'm sure okay. He was definitely in the studio when they were doing editing and things like that. Like, you could definitely tell that. No doubt about it. I mean, okay. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what they do.
I don't know how much say goes into it. I guess all I'm trying to say is it's the director and his answer to Quentin Tarantino. Do I know how much say goes in? I think the producers do have a lot of say, actually, because I've heard them say the producers got their hands on it and did this and did that. So
I mean, if they're paying for it, it would make sense, right?
They definitely have a say, yeah.
Right.
They definitely, like, there's been many people that complain, like, whatever. So many movies that we've seen, people say that they were better. Like, what's that, Half-Baked? What's the name? Dave Chappelle? What's the name? They complain about Half-Baked all the time. So
people complain about that?
The writers that made it are like, yeah, that was supposed to be something like this. This scene was supposed to be like this, but they fucking changed it up so it ended up being like this. So,
oh, I got you.
But, okay, I do believe it was an answer to Django, you know what I'm saying? I think that he wanted to, you know, make a black movie that was of black people that actually existed and wasn't just, you know, Quentin Tarantino. I love Django, but, you know, it was just like, you can tell that it was an answer.
So for a more believable piece, I'll say Django is more period believable.
These people really existed. So
yeah,
no one in Django not exist. These people actually did exist.
I get what
Mark's
you're saying.
Mark's kind of got you there.
No, he doesn't. And I'm going to call you out in the dick sucking again. Mark doesn't have me because the reason being is the way they presented, the way they behaved, and all of that within the scenes and within the time period, that's not the way it was.
Well, I'm sure, like, the shootouts and stuff, but, like, I don't think they were walking around talking like everybody else of the time period necessarily. Is that what you mean? Like,
I'm just saying, like, if it's a direct, like, hey, this is how
it was a more accurate period piece was of Django.
Exactly. And more importantly, if this is your reaction, this is how it was. Well, it's a poor representation.
I don't know if it was a poor representation
if they're actual people, though, right?
Yeah, what was poorly represented, I guess?
I mean, Fez, you've been to Tombstone, right? And then the whole, I mean, obviously you have. That was a rhetorical question. But, like, when you go there, you see, like, all of the, like, okay, crap, whatever it is that they got all the crap out there for. Like, they make a big deal of it. And it's like, there's so many movies and representations, and it's like nobody knows what the actual shootouts and stuff were probably really like. But you know that stuff like that happened based on accounts of it.
I just feel like the themes are maybe things that are that we've never seen before, right? Free black people in the 1800s, not really something that has been ever shown or talked about before. Of course, we've talked and seen many slave movies, so of course that's way easier to portray. Yeah, to digest. But yeah, you saw black people in slavery, and then seeing one black dude that's free walking around makes it seem like, oh shit, this is one outstanding dude, which was the overall theme of Django. But in reality, there were slaves in 1800 that, or maybe not slaves, there were black people that were free and or were living in the West that like did these type of things. Now, did they talk that way? Fuck no, they talked differently. I think that the writing was a way, but I would say that the writing for Django was even done up. I just think that it's the themes that really make it a little bit less, because it's all free black people. That's
I can agree with you on that, but now what I'll use for my basis of period things is books by H.P. Lovecraft that I've listened to, books by Mark Twain, same sort of period. Mm-hmm. And like I said, this is not the best indication. However, the predominant way things were talked to, things were written, it's not very positive in the way white people would like to think it was back then. Like, for example, there's a book in H.P. Lovecraft where the cat is named N-word man, and this guy literally yells at the cat, and it's almost like so uncomfortable to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And like just hearing him say that over and over. And it's
well, that's what's good about that though, is to put that discomfort into somebody so that like if you can sit there and like listen to that and it doesn't like at some point start bothering you, like that's an issue, right?
So H.P. Lovecraft was actually a racist dude, so his intention was not to like
I don't know who this is. Sorry.
Yeah. His intention was not to make people to have a conversation about race.
And just so you know, H.P. Lovecraft was writing like the 1910s, 1920s.
Oh, Daniel. I was thinking more new movies, like
No. H.P. Lovecraft. So just in context, Mark Twain. Just focus on that versus
Okay.
So written a long, long time ago. So what I'm saying is my period and what I hear for authors, and if there was more authors I had listened to at that point and how race was discussed, I would have probably viewed it differently. And that is what I'm basing it off of. Not an opinion, not how I think it should be, not how these people, they existed. Agree. You know, just like the movie Tombstone. Do I believe that was an accurate representation of that? No. Do I believe it was more of a period piece in which the way they talk was accurate? Once again, that is a no. I don't believe that's how those people talked in that.
Yeah.
Now I take stuff like, in context, Mark Twain as a very literate man who didn't go out there and didn't experience all of these things. I don't think he's the most accurate, but I think he gives us a more accurate than what this movie was. And
right.
I believe based
that's
off
true.
Of
like it's less Twain, historical fact, more of a message.
And it's not just the words, it's the tonality in which somebody's talked to.
But I just find it dope that it was a Western that I actually enjoyed. Like, I'm not, Westerns are not like really my thing by any means, but I was able to watch it and be entertained entirely throughout. Most of the time it's like, okay, this part's kind of boring, a little bit of action. This one like held my attention the whole time and I liked it.
But I will say the dialogue in this movie, The Harder They Fall, was so awesome.
Great.
I really loved the collegiate level speaking and insults and just, and I was like, but still kept it.
Right. Like with dude with the quick draw guy.
Cherokee Bill.
Yeah. Cherokee Bill.
Yeah. He was that actor. I've seen him in other movies before. He was perfect.
Lakeith Stanfield. Is that who you're talking about?
Whoever was Cherokee Bill. I don't know the name, but
I believe that was Lakeith Stanfield. Yeah.
The way when he would say stuff, you were like angry at the dude because you were like, you motherfucker. Like, you knew the one dude, what was it? It's been a while since I saw it. I saw it like two.
Maybe we
ago,
don't let Danny explain any characters.
Ever. Done. But the one that he, during the countdown, he shoots early, you know, and I'm like, we all knew, like, they make it pretty obvious that that's going to happen. But you're still like, God damn it, you know, like you're still pissed about it, even though it's completely obvious what's about to happen.
No, I think it's perfect. I think so. here's something that like we can't understand in our current society is how important the honor system was back then.
True.
And if you want to look at a society where the honor system is law, I'd say look no further than a prison where you have nothing except your word. And when you can't meet that word, the consequences is vast. And because we don't, and that's like a lot of times when people can't understand, like in the medieval times, why was it like, oh, we had a dispute and then they attacked us? Like, well, that just seems fucking silly, right? In this day and age, it seems absolutely silly. But when honor is the most valuable currency, it is a surprising thing. Now, we in this society, that wasn't a surprising thing. But if you look at it in that aspect, in that those people's, like, through their eyes, it was inconceivable that he would do that. So, I don't know. I thought that was well written. And the other fact of it is Cherokee Bill, he really gave the like illusion of being a snake. Like he said the nicest things, but you're like, damn, he is fucking terrible.
Right? You knew he was just an evil person.
Yeah. I want to say evil. I'm just saying he just didn't believe in the honor, the righteousness of like the main characters, the protagonist or whatnot.
Right. And I mean, honestly, let's be realistic. Like that is the smarter way to live. Like he's just like, okay, I'm not going to be this showman. And he says it like, hey, you know, like the man who stays alive is like, that's the part that matters. You know, he's not like, all the talking and showboating.
He's like, there's no good and bad. There's alive and dead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm that like, was... yep.
Survival was such a survival and the things to survival meant so much more then. So their words resonated way harder. And it just was like, their morals and the principles that they stood on were and lived by were literally things that meant, you know, what was life and death more, but it just was, what is the word? It was characterizing or it was identifying way more what you identify with. So if you're some people that, you know, that's why and there's these huge tropes in all of these Westerns. And they really ask, like, what is a Western? There's this movie that there was this film festival that was out here and it was all about Westerns and they would have, you know, these Westerns like, what's that movie with Quentin Tarantino that with Keanu Reeves that's came out recently? He's like shooting people because they killed his dog. That's a Western, you know? And it's,
is it?
In its real theme and its real idea. Yeah, that would fall as a Western because here's a man getting avenged, you know? Go ahead.
Well, let's talk about what a Western is. Really, honestly, it's generally an avenger.
Yes.
It's a man that's been done wrong, and there's nothing worse than not getting his vengeance.
Yes.
And realistically, before the 1950s, Westerns were superheroes.
Yes.
These guys with unimaginable skill. Like, and, you know, my father watched the shows like Gunsmoke, and he liked Charles Bronson, the actor. So, you know, I was exposed to a lot of these Westerns when I was a young kid, and I really did like them. And, you know, I didn't ever think about how many bullets they had because that wasn't what mattered. You know, nowadays it's like, oh, there's only 15 bullets in this gun. And we have all the technical people who, because something exists, it has to be 100% accurate. And I think, like, you lose the reality of what the movie is about. It's just about this guy's vengeance, and he's capable of doing this.
Well, yeah, but then you have the outlaw, you know what I'm saying? The guy that's, you know, not necessarily so good. But then the overall morals of everyone around him might be shitty. But this dude is on he's on a horse, and he's by himself. But he's going to avenge himself beyond all these fucked up people that are around. And those are popular, you know?
So, yep, and that's
the good versus bad.
Yes.
But
okay, go ahead.
No. I was gonna say the one thing. Go ahead and continue. I just have one thing to add at the end of this.
Well, the thing that I was saying is on this. I like the thing I like about this movie a lot was that first of all, both sides was packed with super fire stars, you know, people that are rising up right now and or that are already huge, Regina King and fucking Idris Elba and shit like that. But then people that are like fire in Hollywood right now. And so like you couldn't really on both sides, you couldn't really tell who was good or bad, kind of. Like you could take a side, but it's also like, okay, this dude went to jail at this time, and now they're trying to claim back the city that they put their money in from robbing people in a time where slavery is around. And these are black people. I mean, all this money is dirty, right? No matter what. But sometimes that's the only thing you have, right? Or these are the laws. I have to play dirty. I'm not going to, what, fucking be somebody's fucking hand or, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. So it's just like, I think that survive. This money in this town that I put money into is my everything. You know, you coming and trying to take it over. These are some of the only towns that we can be in because of the racism in other cities. I mean, yeah, that type of stuff has just made it very, very like, I love that these villains these days, it's hard to kind of not agree with them. Even Thanos, I used to be like, you know, that nigga kind of got a point though, you know?
Yeah. So with all that said, what ending?
What did I think about the ending? It was the shootout that I wanted, you know, I guess. It was a shootout that I wanted. They still, was it accurate to who the people really are? Not really. But, it was cool. It was whatever. I kind of saw it coming. Yeah.
So this, to me, this was a Stephen King movie. Where it was like, whoa. It was a solid movie and a subpar ending.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
The shootout was great. The ending was like, that's the thing. Like, that's that, like, yeah, I mean, we could give a spoiler a little bit on this. Like,
yeah, go ahead.
You're my brother? No. But yeah, it's like, is this like Luke?
I thought it was his Star dad. Wars? I thought it was his dad.
No, Rufus killed the dad. So the dad basically beat the shit out of Rufus Black and then killed his mom and left. Started over, became a man of God, had Nat, and that was his older brother. Rufus was Nat's older brother.
But
Nat's reaction to that, just like, you know.
So they were both just seeking vengeance their whole lives.
Yes, but...
It was supposed to show like the curse of the father gets passed down to the son.
Yeah, but to me, I don't understand like why Rufus like had to die. Like he still had something to live for, building that Redwood town.
Yes, I agree with that.
So the entire movie.
You probably would have shot him too, though, right? Like you don't know the dude. He's like, "Yo, I'm your brother." That was
Danny.
My dad.
He had a whole monologue scene where he's like, "Shoot me."
Yeah,
that's true. I mean,
like, there's guilt, no way man. to be like, he had to die, you know, anything like that. It's just like, oh, you're my brother. I couldn't kill my brother, so you have to kill me and take your vengeance. It's like, what about the town you're making? I mean, I don't, you know, I just felt like at the very end, you had this great three-dimensional character that was just became one-dimensional just for the end of the movie.
See, I kind of thought that was the cool part, was that like he ultimately couldn't face his demons anymore. He just couldn't do it himself. So like he ultimately wanted death because of the life he had lived, and then realized he passed that on to Nat. And then it was like, or was it Nat or Nate?
Nathaniel, they just called him Nat.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Nat Love or whatever. But yeah, and then I think that, I thought that was the cool part. Not necessarily saying that he had to die, but I'm saying the fact that he wanted to die to me felt like something that is kind of relatable when you're like, hey, you know, I feel this kind of guilt, this intense sadness because I realize what I've done is wrong. So I think that like they were just trying to convey that, but I wouldn't necessarily say that like he had to die or not to get that point across. Like he could have easily just done the whole typical Hollywood ending where it's like gunshot and then he walks out.
Yes.
And then the guy like walks out behind him later and then they're all like patched up or whatever. But I think that also threw the wrench in it. I don't know. I didn't think the ending was the greatest, to be honest. better than a Squid Games ending, but like,
definitely better than Squid Games.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, but not the most solid. I feel like the writer took like, you know, a night, one bump, and then put it together real quick, and then he's done. Like, oh shit, I gotta close this movie out. I forgot. Game. Done.
It's his brother.
Yeah, I mean, like, why did we have to have the predictable, like, Trudy at the end, like,
yeah,
being the bad guy?
Well, maybe they wanted, like, it. Maybe it was an ode to the classics.
That was an ode to the classics. That really, that was a solid tip of the hat to the classics. But
I feel like Rufus. Westerns. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I feel like Rufus was such a solid character. Why did he have to die for the movie to complete?
Right.
Because here's the problem with some of these movies is villains continue to exist in reality.
Yeah. But why is it so terrible that?
What's that?
Was Rufus Buck real in real life?
I mean, the
was that the actual story? Like, because maybe that's why he had to die. Maybe his brother actually killed him.
I don't. None of this. It says none of this happened, but these are based off real people.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder if that guy actually died.
Well, of course he died. It's like
at the hand of his brother,
it's like 200 years later.
Yeah, true. True.
But villains do exist, and they
jokes over here.
But there's many deaths. Somebody can die.
Yeah,
you know.
No,
it's not actually death. Sometimes it's just.
Yeah,
you get...
I wonder where his energy is right now, Fez.
Mm.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like we look at people like, you know, who we've thought as villains throughout the years, like Napoleon or Hitler or, you know, the
Sergeant
McCarzel.
No, he actually was cool. He was actually a good dude. I'm really joking. He wasn't really that bad, but it was just that came to my mind. I didn't have a problem with him.
I just hate a movie where it's like.
I just think it's funny. Sorry. Fez, can we take a pause real quick? Like, I have to ask Mark about his set last night, or I'm gonna forget to. Like, I want to know about his set.
But like, Fez, did you get to say that thing you wanted to say that you were gonna say after what I said? Did you?
No. It's fine. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
No, I want to hear about your set.
Man, these motherfuckers. And I was like, so I get on a show, right? I don't know if you guys know who Craig Smith is. He's a funny dude. He's doing well out here. He's from LA. And these other guys threw this show, and they had him as the host of it, right? He has a big name. He has a big name, and so they were able to book a show kind of around him. I mean, there was 8 comedians. That's a really long show, but 1 second. So they bring us out here. We promote it, whatever. We out there. It's on 89th and Broadway. 89th and Broadway is a hood-ass place in the city, South Central. It's just a hood-ass place. I've been there several times before, but didn't know how hood. Okay. I get down there and we're, you know, it's packing out. Like, I've never seen this place so full. It's really filling up. And, you know, everybody's filling in, and then we go into the green room, the little back room where everybody's chilling. And then Craig is in there, and he's like, you know, bro, it's hood as hell in here, bro. You know what I'm saying? You don't even know, but this neighborhood is where the Hoovers used to be at, man. You know, people used to just come over here and just shoot out trying to catch one of these dudes because he's some of the grimiest gangsters in the whole city and just telling us all this intense shit. And he's like, man, some of these dudes could be in the audience right now. Like, you know, and I'm just like, dude, I didn't even. He was like, "You wearing a hat right now, man? You might not want to wear that hat. You wearing that hat, man? You don't want to wear that hat, bro." And just tell us all the shit, and I'm just like, "Bro, wait, like, I don't know if anybody's really thinking that." Nevertheless, then they're like, "Okay, this is a lineup. Mark, you going second? This, and this. All of these comedians that I'm not talking shit like that. I am different than them, and." I'm just a different type of comedian. This is a hood show, and I will just say I have done better than them on shows. I'm not going to say I am funnier. Who am I to say that? But I just have my own thoughts on it, you know? Well, we get up, and they say, hey, y'all are going to do 15 minutes, which is already insane. Which is an insane amount of time to give a whole bunch of comedians. You should give them 8 to 10 minutes or 12 minutes, or maybe chop it the first 3 down to 5 and then give the rest 8 to 10 and then the last 20 minutes or something like that. Nevertheless, so the dude that was supposed to go, but first off, they said it was going to be music, a spoken word person, and then the person guy before me, and then me. Okay. What actually happened was the host gets up, one guy does some poetry, and then they pull my ass up right then. Okay. I'm the first guy up. My set is going well. And then I say this one weird joke I have where I kind of like daydream about going to jail, you know, and just like fucked up shit happen, lose the entire audience. They one girl's like, "What? Nigga, what?" And then it's just quiet. And then I try and tell one joke. The dude gives me the light. I don't even have, I was at like 8 minutes right there. The dude gives me the light. And then I fucking pretty much have to just work my way off the fucking stage after that. Like, I did one more joke. It didn't go over well. They laughed like a little bit. And then I just fucking walked the fuck off. And I didn't even get into really my material. I like was fucking around in the beginning, laughing, messing around, told one joke that's actually mine. It bombed. Tried to tell another, nothing. And I didn't even get into shit that I know works, you know? Ah! Now.
Damn.
Yeah, it sucked. It was one of them days. I don't even feel like I bombed. I just feel like I lost them and couldn't get them back. And I really realize that I'm just who I am. I'm a little weird and just different, but it was just, I wonder if I gave less of a fuck would have. Sorry, it's just what happened last night. That's what happened. So.
Dang. I'm sorry, bro.
It happens, bro. You know?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It part happens. Of the business, I'm sure, but like,
ooh, that's the
it's
game.
Still uncomfortable.
Dang, you got you got heckled and lost it all.
One lady. Nigga, you got, what?
You got heckled with such a powerful heckle. That they really like it's over. Click.
Yeah.
Shine
like a cane came out and fucking pulled me to the side. And I'm just like, and then you they're probably, like, you know.
After she said that, there's probably like a visible, you probably look dumbstruck, like
nah, I didn't
like
make punch, no face.
Like punch drunk, like where like it's like where it like hits you. Like, what happened? Why did that shrill sound
yes.
hit me so? Like, it stopped the words I'm saying.
Yes.
That's great. That's funny.
It was.
You gotta roll with those punches. I know.
Yeah, you
but
do.
I think it's good though.
It's the game. Oh well. By now, I'm just like, you know what? Of course, this jail joke that I told doesn't work because these are people that are probably in relationships with people that actually go that has gone to jail and come out, you know? I'm not going to say that they all do that, but just, like, may have actually dealt with that. So it's kind of like, you know, you need to be a little bit farther than that, from that, than to tell a joke like that, kind of, if you get what I'm saying.
I up there and got shot, to be honest.
Yeah, that's racist. You're saying that all these people would have just shot you.
Have guns? Okay, wow.
Wow.
Man,
that is just going to rope me into that. Honestly, I'm sorry about what I said earlier. It was mostly just a joke.
What?
What? What was that? What do you mean? Oh, the misogynist thing?
Ouch.
No, we're just gonna throw it out there. No, man, I was joking. I didn't even hear what you said.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. But yeah, man, whatever. It just was what it was. I guess this wasn't even that great for the podcast. I just wanted to be like, hey, dude, fucking, that was
you
the
you wanted to vent. Like, that kind of sucks, man.
Yeah.
I tell you what, let me tell you about my last set, Mark.
Okay.
All right. So, going good. I'm doing great. I mean, I'm at 6.5 years. I'm getting promoted. And things are going so well. People are like, wow, you're getting promoted so fast. And then I never get promoted again.
Dude, goddamn.
So, you know, 8 minutes of your life.
That's not a set. Those are two totally different things.
That's a long set, bro.
Mark, do you find as a comedian that prior to going to a specific venue for the first time, like, do you do like a little background research of the neighborhood to be aware of shit like that?
No, there's no way to do that. Hell no. I mean, no. Hopefully some other comedians tell you, you know, hey, I've been there. Mm. I was thinking about my set, like, what am I going to say all day? And then you really can't. You have all this material way longer than the time they're going to give you. You just need to think about, like, what kind of thing they're going to do. But it really doesn't matter until you get there because you don't know how the audience. And the best thing you could do is have people go up before you so you can kind of talk about what the fuck is going on in the room, right? Or maybe tell jokes about what other people have been talking about or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. To break the ice.
To break the ice and or address it and or if they didn't like it, be like, I don't like that shit either. Anything like that. That nigga said this, boy, or any of that. helps. I didn't get no anything. I just had to start up straight and just do my thug thizzle. Now, did they like me? Hell yeah. I mean, in the beginning, they did. They were really fucking with me. They were laughing. But like one joke, boy. One joke.
One will fuck it all up.
Yeah. And had I had another 10, had I had the rest of my minutes, six minutes left, yeah, I would have done well. But I'm like, are you giving me the light to do the show? I thought he was taking a picture. And then he gave me another one. And I'm like, nigga, what the fuck? Why are you taking
this? Was it supposed to be longer?
Yeah, it was supposed to be 15 minutes. I got fucking 6 minutes. I got like 8 minutes, right? He gave me the light at six, and I still did another two, you know? So it was like, oh, you motherfucker, boy.
That's tough, man.
It is what it is. Oh well. Like I'm showing frustration about it. Like it hurts way more than it really was. It just like it's annoying. Like Jesus. But
Well, it makes you feel better. I recently got kicked out of a Circle K. Or sorry, I should say got kicked out of Circle K. I've been banned for life at a Circle K.
What?
So this is the saddest banning for life story that could ever occur.
Yeah, that's bombing in real life. That's for real.
You can't even go to a Circle K.
So I was, you know, waiting. Went to a clinic, waiting to get my daughter a COVID test because some kid in high school got a COVID test or was positive for COVID. So he breathed in the same school as my daughter. So she couldn't go back to class until she got a negative COVID test, right?
Annoying as fuck. Okay.
Super annoying. So I'm just waiting there. And it's like, okay, I got to go use the bathroom. Let me just right across the street to Circle K. So I go to the Circle K and I can see it's under construction. And on the bathroom door, there's a sign that says for employees only. I'm like, well, I don't give a shit about this sign. So I close the door. I pee, I flush, wash my hands, exit the restroom. And the cash register, the cashier, he's like, hey, man, you can't use that restroom. I was like, oh, sorry, my bad. I won't do it again. He's like, yeah, but there's a sign. I was like, yeah, I understand, but I've already done it. So there's nothing we can do about this situation. And he keeps saying why I shouldn't have done that. And finally, I was like, dude, I'm like, this is the least of my concerns. I'm so sorry that this is important to you. But I'm going to go have a great day. And I leave the store walking back and he runs out of the store. He has customers waiting in line to buy stuff. He runs out of the store and he's like, well, if you don't care, you can never come back. And I was like, dude, have a great day. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. And so then, yeah, that was the end of it. But yeah, it made me laugh.
When did this happen?
Like 4 days ago.
I'm sorry. That's fucking. Oh, no. That's such a Curb Your Enthusiasm moment.
It's like this. I felt the more it happened, the worse I felt for the guy that this was so important to him in his day, where he was like,
I need to assert as much power as I have in a situation to let you know how sorry you should be.
Yeah, and I was like,
maybe people are shitting on him all day though, and then he just came through and did it. What if like four bums just ripped some meth in there, you know, and then you come through and then use his bathroom?
I mean, I did. I took a pee. I had to, and it was like
I do get it. Like you already did it. You know what I mean? And then he's making a big deal, and it's like, hey, like sorry, and like, what can you do at that point? But
And meanwhile, to me, the Circle K
franchise.
But
if you said it the way you described it, you were also kind of a dick.
I was like, dude, I'm sorry. I got to go. Like, I had something more important. My daughter's COVID test. It really, in the priority.
See, in Seattle, they'd let you piss yourself. They don't care.
Huh, I mean, I would have just. Probably like that in LA. Like, I'm capable of turning a door handle. I mean, it's not. True. It wasn't like I fucking Ocean's 11 this fucking thing.
Right.
I
can't. If you're willing to pay the consequences for going into the bathroom, then why not do it?
Meanwhile, there's a giant sign that says restrooms that way, indicating, hey, this is for public use.
Oh, that's different. So they had public restrooms.
Yeah, but they put a paper sign that said for employees only.
Okay, that's different. So,
I had very little care of this guy's concern.
I just find it funny that you got banned for
I doubt that it's a real band, but yeah.
How is your aim?
Perfection.
Okay.
I did it. Right. Piss everywhere. Right. I left it in the exact same thing. There was like, no one would have known anybody was there.
So can I tell you about two bathroom stories I have? Both at the same Burger King or KFC, off of like a notoriously shitty stretch of road.
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, now we can. Yes.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Sorry about that. I was just like,
oh,
well,
did you want to say something?
Oh, I was just saying, like, everywhere here in LA, the bathrooms, like all 7-Elevens, all the, we don't have Circle K, but all the everything has like employees only. Now, not the restaurants, but like all the convenience stores don't have the bathroom, say no. And you will look at a bathroom and say, hey, man, you guys have a bathroom? And they'll be like, no. And you'll just say employees only over the sign. And I'm like, is that legal? What the fuck?
And this is the reason why I don't care when people from cities are like, oh, the homeless are shitting in the streets. There's a problem. You guys have a sign that says not open.
No, bro.
Well, that's,
them motherfuckers
that's
are not just shitting.
That's why I want to get to what I was saying when Mark dropped from the call.
Sorry.
Let me tell you about...
Yeah, Marky Dick, you interrupted Danny's story because we couldn't hear you and you've troubleshot the issue. You're an asshole. Sorry, yeah, I'm in a mood today. I don't know what it is.
We didn't ban you from no goddamn bathroom. Shit.
Yeah, right? Because it's screaming because you can't use people's private bathrooms.
Shit, you ain't using my bathroom either,
this
you motherfucking...
I should be able to use your shit, you fuck.
I'm going to break into your house and shit in your toilet. That's what I'm going to do.
This is Circle C for cunt.
You're entitled to it, too, clearly.
It's Circle K for come and piss in my toilet.
Okay, so what is that? It's very funny. Come and shit on my face. Bitch, no. What are you saying, Dan? I'm sorry.
No, just fuck it.
Oh, Dad, fuck it. Okay.
I want to hear your band story,
please.
If
no, I didn't get banned. I didn't get banned from a band. I was just gonna. I was segueing into something because of what you said, and it would have just. I just ignore it. Like it was random.
Did it have to do with homeless people shitting? Because I love those stories.
Not really shitting, but like just two bathroom stories that Fez was like, oh, I should be able to use it. And I'm like, no, there's a reason why they
thank
don't.
You. Tell me those because I think I have a few of those too. Please tell me.
I mean, I had two different ones. So actually, I have three different bum stories about why I feel like, yeah, it makes sense that they don't let people use the bathroom. And Fez is over there with a population of like 24 people wondering why he can't use somebody's toilet when there's like desert to go anywhere. Like you could literally dig a hole almost anywhere out there in Sierra Vista and go to the bathroom and probably not inconvenience anybody. But
in the middle of town. You're telling me in the middle of a town, there's Safeway.
How far do you gotta go to get like, how far do you gotta go to get to a bathroom that you could have used?
This also explains that you didn't listen to the story where I was waiting for my daughter's COVID test. So no driving afterwards.
But you also said there was a public bathroom at the same place.
No, the Circle K, you walk in, there's a big painted sign that says restrooms that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to the restrooms, there's a paper sign that says employees only. So it was
they took over the initial...
So it was a management of that local establishment issue.
It was originally a public restroom, but
yeah, in any Circle K, you
so
can use
I went
the restroom.
I went into a restaurant. Well, not a restaurant, like a fast food joint. It was a KFC. I was doing a job in a particular kind of shitty, notoriously shitty strip of Seattle called Aurora, right? That's where you find all your streetwalkers and drug dealers and all the good nightlife fun.
Aurora,
fun
you say, all right?
Yeah. So, Mark's like, I'm gonna come visit.
A-U-R-O. No, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
But so I'm like, hey, you guys ready? Let's go to lunch. So me and two friends from work drop what we're doing, go to lunch, and I'm like, hey, I gotta go to the bathroom real quick, right? So I go into the bathroom, and there's this tweaker that had just walked out of there. I'm like, that dude looks gacked, you know? And they're like, what's that guy's deal? And I'm like, well, clearly he's just gacked. And then I go into the bathroom after him, and they're still like, I mean, there's torched foil sitting on the top of the trash, you know? And it's like, clearly the dude was just in there cheeching. It smells like chemical burns, and it's like still smoky in there. And I'm like, well, fuck, you know? So finish taking a pee, and I come out, and I tell the guys, I'm like, dude, that dude was just literally smoking in the bathroom because it's still smoky and hazy. Hopefully, you know, just joking around. Hopefully I'm not like tweaked when I get back to work. Go back to work. Another time we go there, like within the same month or so. And I open the door to go into the bathroom and I like come to a dead stop. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I went into the bathroom, like, I'm not even exaggerating. You know in Dumb and Dumber when that, like, maybe it's the first one or the second one or whatever where there's shit, he thinks there's shit everywhere, it's like chocolate smeared? There was literal shit. I'm not even fucking exaggerating. Shit from the ceiling, on the walls, all over that, like, somebody took shit in their hands and, like, pooped in their hands and just flung it everywhere. Like, I'm not... Like, if diarrhea in your hands...
I'm sorry. You're making a very wide assumption. He could have shit in the toilet first and then threw it.
Yeah, I don't think so because there wasn't much anything in the toilet.
What's there?
What does it matter whether he shit in the toilet first or not?
Or he flushed it after, but, like, I walked in and it's like, immediately, I'm like, are you fucking kidding? And then I walked out and I went to the front desk and my two buddies are sitting at the table, you know? And I'm like... excuse me, ma'am, because we had been going to the KFC like for lunch, like on and off. We were jumping between like KFC and Burger King, and I got a Burger King story next. So this is the second one at KFC. Pause. So I walk up to the counter, and my buddies have no idea what just happened. I just walk past them, dead silent. I'm like, excuse me, ma'am. And she's like, yeah, honey. And I'm like, I don't know how to say this, but there's poop all over your bathroom in there. And she's like, what? And I was like, I mean, I don't know how to describe it without sounding disgusting, but like, there's literally shit all over the ceiling and walls in there. And she's like, oh my God. And then they like walk over, open the door, didn't even try to clean it. They just closed down the bathroom and they're like, are you fucking kidding? And they're like, lady's pissed, you know? And I'm just like, there's no way, you know? So like, obviously they're used to having like tweakers and stuff come into the bathroom. And then Burger King is
hold on, before you move to the Burger King story, I just say that's how I imagine every customer at KFC shits. That's all I wanted to say.
They must have had the bowl.
Oh, you got the spicy white sauce. Okay, so, you're gonna have a KFC shit.
It's funny you say that because we go to a teriyaki place also. I go eat at and I'm like, dude, I'm pretty sure they boil this chicken like the night before and then they just warm it up. Like, this teriyaki's garbage, right? But you got like a pound and a half of chicken for like $8. So I'm like, it's already suspect, right? So I end up eating at this teriyaki place. I get a terrible case of the shits. And I'm like, I'm not going back to the teriyaki place. But three guys going out to lunch, 2-1, I lose. They're like, yeah, we want to go to the teriyaki spot. And I was like, all right, well, I'll roll with, but I'm going to jump next door and just get something at Burger King. And they're like, okay, cool. That works. We'll literally use the same parking lot. Go into the Burger King, and I like go up and I order. And I walk around past the fountain drinks, and I turn and I sit or stand by where the seating area is. And I look over and there's this chick that's just like scabbed out on her face, hair's all thin, like clearly in a life crisis, right? And I'm not really thinking much of it, but she's just got fucking candy, just shit tons of candy on the table. Like, she's not eating anything from Burger King and she's just like mowing down on like Snickers and M&Ms and stuff, right? And I'm like, okay, you know, clearly she's gacked out. She wants something sugary and sweet. Good on her. Well, then she stands up and she's like standing in the middle of the place and she's like, why can't I use the bathroom? And like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I look over and she's got like a big old fupa kind of going on, you know, and her pants are unbuttoned and she's got like dirty ass panties that are like completely visible. Not like fly. I'm talking like unbuttoned, flaps down. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You know? And I like look over, and this chick reaches down into her pants, like in the front, and she's like scratching on her crotch area. Mind you, the whole Burger King is staring at this woman, and she's just sitting there scratching her. And then she pulls it up to her nose and gives it the old snip. And I'm like sitting there, and we're all waiting for food, and I'm just, everybody's looking and saying nothing. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And everybody looks, and they're like, whoa, dude. And I'm like, you're just gonna sit here and scream and scratch your vagina and sniff it in front of everybody? And she's like, fuck yeah. And I'm just like, dude, honestly, I don't think I can eat here. And I left. Like, she was just like, that's the type of shit that goes around in the bathroom. So I can understand why they put the employee thing. But
these
also,
people are fucked up.
It's yeah, bad. I understand that in a large city, but as you stated, it's Sierra Vista.
That's what makes it so weird.
Yeah, I feel like it was the employees were like, let's just put the sign in there so we never have to clean the restroom. I think
I can imagine Sierra Vista having a fucking meth problem.
That's yeah. True. I could see that, but I don't know a whole lot of it.
I do miss those tacos though.
Meth tacos?
No, just fine.
What was yours? Yours was Rudolfo's, right? You were always like, yeah, Rudolfo's.
Filiberto's is what I fucked with.
Oh, Rudolfo. Yeah. That's
Philly B's is pretty good.
Philly B's? Better than Roberto's?
Rudolfo's, yes.
Rudolfo.
I mean, like, yeah. I go to visit other friends. They're like, I can't eat that shit no more. It fucks my stomach up. But that's like somebody that's from there that's eaten it a million times, you know? Just like, but yeah, here the shit smear thing. That's something that happens.
Give me your best public shitter story.
Well, I was gonna say before that, let me defend the shit smears, because here's
how you gonna
thing.
Do that.
Okay, I'm gonna bring out the redeeming qualities of a shit smears.
You're gonna shine the shit.
I'm gonna shine the shit. Let's talk about when you actually are willing to shit in a public toilet. It's not at your best moment in life.
Anytime.
Really? I will make every effort to
poop. I got
no
insecurity when it comes to pooping. I will poop anywhere at any time.
It's not insecurities. It's cleanliness. It's the concern of cleanliness. So, yeah.
Well, some people are poop shy. Some people are not.
Yeah, I'm like shit break and whatever that was. I want to poop at home.
So you're shit shy.
Yeah, working secondary, you know, and like gas station only in emergency poop situations.
Okay.
So I was in one of these situations where it was going to come out wet. And I went to the toilet and there was already shit on the seat. So I tried to pull a hover maneuver over the toilet, and apparently the angle in which I had positioned, you know, because usually I sit down, so the angle in which I had positioned my anus was more of a straight shot instead of a downward shot. So I shit all over.
I'm looking at the geometry in my head right now, and you're shitting on the back of the toilet.
I shit all over the back of it. It was a quick, let me give this out of it. It was a quick little, and that was it. Just one quick raspberry, about a cup and a half of poop.
Well, that's shit accident, Fez. That's not making it redeemable.
You're right. I didn't smear it, but I was like, I'm going to wipe and leave.
Funny about that? It's like public restroom, like that's not an uncommon occurrence, right? Like going into a public restroom, seeing shit all over the toilet seat because people are shit shy, right? They don't want to sit down on there. They try to do the hover method, poop on it, whatever. But then we go to like places like Japan where the toilet is like ground level, and it's like we'd be like, oh, this is fucking ridiculous. I got to squat and poop, and it's like maybe that's why they do it. So you're not all just sitting on the same thing pooping.
Yeah, that could be true. They got to cleanlier buttholes.
Way more. And squatting and pooping is like a way more natural way to do it. I've been working on loosening up my hips, you know? So I've been practicing some squatting. I bet you I could poop a solid 5-10 minutes in a squat position, no problem.
Yeah, I got that down
you
too.
You probably get everything down faster, out faster, because your colon is straight rather than hunched.
Yeah, it's like got it at the right angle. You know, you got all straight backed and everything can actually go down. Now they got like the lazy American version, which is like the squatty potty where you got like a knee rest to try and help you get your poop out.
Yeah, that is pretty sad that we have to have inventions to help us poop.
Exactly.
We're
right? Sad. It's like,
we're so helpless. We can't even shit.
Right, you're out of shape, so here you go. Well,
so you're so right on that that hip. I actually started having lower back issues. Come to find out, like I had poor like knee flexibility and hip flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
So like one of the things like had to start doing was like holding on to like a weight rack and like get as low as I could with assistance for like 3 minutes and just hold that position. And then eventually do it on your own. So yeah, I can solidly poop outside.
Yeah, I started at 90 second intervals nightly, for exactly what you're saying. So this time when I went around to lift, like obviously, like we do the lifting and alternate like our bodies, right, based off of what we're doing. So the first like time I got big, I just bulked up the whole time. Then the second time I decided I was gonna get big, I kind of mixed it up and I mixed in cardio and I wanted to be like more cut. Well, this time I noticed the last two times that I got big, I was very immobile, right? Like I could barely bend around, barely do. Yeah. So it was like, what the fuck am I getting all big for? If I like, I can't move around and stuff. Like I don't need to be big to like impress anybody. Like I want to be in shape to feel good. So this time around, like when I started going to the gym a few like year back, I wanted to focus more on like strength and flexibility. So I like everything I did, I was trying to do really low weights and then do full motions. And I noticed in squats, like I couldn't get all the way down in a comfortable position. So I've like basically just started doing like stretch routines. Like basically I couldn't do yoga. I'm not coordinated enough. So I just look out daily stretches and I spent 30 minutes a night where I just like, I don't want to call it meditate, but I'd sit in silence and stretch for 30 minutes a night. And it actually helped everything. Like my lower back started feeling better because my hips were more open and then I could stand up straighter because I wasn't like keeling over to compensate for like hip flexors that wouldn't open up, you know?
Yeah,
it's weird. All you have to do is stretch and you could do so much, but instead we'd rather go to a chiropractor, pay him money and be like, hey, you need to fix this, you know? And it's like, it's easy to do at home, but it's time consuming.
Oh yeah, no, I definitely like, and I still do it like in between sets instead of just messing around. Now I will just sit there and get in a nice squat position.
Yeah, just the stretcher.
Just kind of wrists on the floor, looking like a gorilla, flat, and just like, just sit there, basically looking like an Asian taking a poop. Yeah. So
offensive. You're saying they all have to squat and poop? Real funny.
I mean, well, you know, here's something I had heard of, like sitting in that as a third world squat. That's, I don't know why that, like, that was the term used, but it's like, it's ridiculous because all of us, every person should be able to get in that position and most can't.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. Like, honestly, we created all these conveniences at our own detriment, you know, and it's like, but I enjoy convenience also too. You know what I mean? Like if I have to choose what I want to poop on, I'd rather sit down on a toilet and poop rather than like go and squat out. But also, once I identified that I couldn't squat poop if I wanted to, then I was like, I should probably do something about my mobility. You know, I'm only in my mid-30s. I should be able to flex around more than this.
Yeah. Oh, man. So what else do you guys want to talk about? That's a lot of poop stories.
You know, what's funny is my brother was just recently, hey, you should tell your poop story about clearing out the whole mountain. I was like, no, I got banned from poop stories. Apparently, I bring it up too much.
You do bring up poop a lot.
I don't know why. It's just funny. And I got problems.
I don't know, man. There's a second part of that damn that Kanye interview, but I'm sure you guys didn't watch it, so that's you know.
You didn't make us feel bad. Subtle jab.
I didn't go back. So, you know, I want to talk a little bit about like words and English and, you know, certain things like you know how to say something, but when you see the word, like, you just struggle with it. You see like, or something in the English language that just doesn't make any sense to you.
That has to be like a phenomenon of some sort, because I know exactly what you're talking about. I think you mean like when you write down a word and you like, you spelt it right, but it just looks wrong no matter, like, you have to actually go and confirm it for yourself. No, and you're like, no, I thought.
No, like, for example, I know how to say the word macabre, but for the longest time, I would always say, like, macabre. Macabre. Or yeah. you jack up that word. Like, you know, and or like, maniacally. I used to say maniacally.
Okay.
Just because, you know, it's just like, is there any words like that or... Because English is funny. Like, there's just certain words, like, you know you're going to spell it wrong.
Well, then you have different forms of English as well. Like, I read a lot of books that are done by English authors, like, from the UK. And it's, like, the words they use to describe things, oftentimes I find in my regular vocabulary. And I'll realize I'm saying words that are, like, British words that I've looked up to find the definition of without realizing, like, hey, it's British. Just like one thing that I learned, this was like what made it interesting to me, but you know, in the Marine Corps, you always hear people say orientate, right? It's like, you need to orientate yourself. And I'm like, isn't it just orient yourself? Like, what is orientate? So me being the nerd, non-neurotypical, as Mark would say, person that I am, I like, well, I got to figure this out. So I looked it up, and basically orientate is actually correct, but it's essentially the Queen's English. Like, in our English, it's orient. You orient yourself, but orientate is not necessarily wrong. It's just a different type of English. So I think it's crazy because we always just assume, hey, this is English, and we don't think of different variations within English a lot of the time.
Yeah.
That's no. Stupid.
So what words then? I'm asking for like specific examples just to talk about. Oh, also, I just, for some reason in this podcast, I just really noticed, Danny, you enunciate very well. I was, until you said panties. And
you said, so I said what?
Panties.
Panties.
The way when you're telling your stories, you tell that like panties. Tease, like, oh. Like very, like it was almost like two separate words. That's how well you enunciated it.
Oh, well, I appreciate the compliment. Question mark.
I just been listening. It's like, wow, that's I talk faster than I can enunciate a lot of times, so I struggle with that.
I'm a nurse.
Mark, what about you?
I like just talking.
I can't, that's there are words that I struggle with. I can't think of them right now. Yeah, someone else would have to tell me. It sounds like I make words up sometimes, but you know, yeah, I have those. I just can't remember the words at the moment. Something that I look at, I mean, there's stuff that I try and spell that I know the word, like that I know I fuck up, but words that are meant to be said that are. I can't remember one right now.
I can't give you one that Mark has like that has trouble saying, but one thing that I've always thought was funny as fuck is Mark will always throw a random replacement, and it's something I do too, but Mark will always throw a random replacement word in to fill in the fact that he forgot something, you know? And he always tries to throw it in quick and move past. To, like, so nobody will pick up on it. And what I mean by that is we're sitting one day, I don't know if this was stateside or Afghanistan, but we're mission briefing, and we're talking about the flight schedules, whatever it is, and we're like, Mark is kicking off his flight brief for the mission he's about to fly, and he's like, yeah, Diablo Bravo. And then we're like, don't you like Delta Bravo, right? Like, he had forgot what D was phonetically. So he just like threw in a rant and then just kept rolling into, and everybody's like sitting there laughing. And I was like, I think he like knew it, but he just kept pushing to get past it, to ignore it. And then the other time was he's sitting there and we're like, yo, Mark, what are you doing at the gym today? He's like, oh, I'm going to do shoulders. And then, you know, and he's pointing to like his traps. And he's like, I got to hit the old didi-didis. I'm just, we're like, the what? And he's like, you know, the up here, the didi-didis. And we're just like, all right, bro. And that's like 10 years ago, however long it's been. And I still, anytime I go to work out traps, I always think of Mark and the didi-didis. And then the other day I was talking to him. I was like, yeah, bro, I'm just in the gym hitting the didi-didis. And he's just... He started laughing because I think he remembered back to when he made that up. But
oh man, that's funny.
It should be Diablo rather than Delta, though. If we're really
it does sound pretty awesome. But yeah, that was.
But Diablo can be misconstrued as Ablo, and then you fucked it up.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't think that's how it works. I think it's to make a word that's clearly that starts with a D.
Well, yeah, you don't want it to make it sound like.
But it's not supposed to sound like any other word, right? Like the only person I've ever heard use a word that sounded like uniform over the radio was actually saying uniform. It just came out as unicorn. And then it's like, you still know that's a U. Like no matter what, that's a U. But like for most phonetic words.
When are you going to use hablo in over the radio?
You never know, bro. How many Mexicans are actually in the Marine Corps?
That's true. That's very true.
What if you just lost your shit? You're on the radio. You go back and you just start ranting out.
And go speak it in the mother language. Nice.
Where?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Did we show you?
Yeah. It's badass. Yeah, he sealed it. Sorry, hello.
No, you're good, bro. I'm just being nosy.
We were being nosy.
Damn. Damn.
That's the sound of the police.
That's the fire department, but yeah.
Oh, wait. That was real?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were in the studio mixing it up.
Not this time.
Oh, man. No, so, you know, I bring it up because I messed up a word really bad the other day. I said demonstrably, and clearly demonstrably. That is not. So demonstrably or demonstrative sounds like such a like an archaic evil, like, you know what I'm saying? Like
demonstrative?
No, demonstrably demonstrably means that without any ambiguity or any there's no confusing that this is what it means. But I used it as this is a terrible thing this person has done, because monstrosity is a form of that. So I was editing a podcast for a couple weeks ago. I was like, I just said that word completely. I just completely misused that word. It made me laugh. So I just thought, that, man, there's so many words that I always like. Arctic, because you don't ever say Arctic, you say Arctic.
Yeah, that's true. That's another weird one.
Yeah, there's so many of those out there that I thought maybe.
Once you start fucking with PHs and all that, that's where it's like, okay, I'm not going to get this right. When you're replacing different, like Czech, for example, like Czech Republic versus CH, it's like, okay, that's confusing. And find that, anything where it's like, it can be spelled different ways, but enunciated the same as a different letter. I'm like, that's confusing. Why not just use the letter?
Yeah, like czar. Why do we spell it czar?
Yeah.
Why don't we just go, hey, we know what this word is. We're going to translate. Because here's something, too, that we don't do that other people, like, do. Like, if somebody has a name in Chinese, we don't go, oh, your English name would be, smells like flowers. We're going to call you smells like flowers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But like you take your English name, like, oh, in my language, your name is this. It's like, no, it's still the same thing.
Yeah.
The sounds remain the same. It's a name. Those sounds together. What's that?
Yeah. Your name here means pig what likes dirt. Like,
yeah. So yeah. Great.
Why not just say what it is?
Yeah.
Now,
so call me pigs like dirt, because
can
that's the sound of my name.
Your opinion about something real quick. That just made me think of something. So Carrie had this friend that was, she was Cuban, and she would have her, like, her white friends had to call her by her name one way, and, like, other friends that weren't white could, like, enunciate her name. And I was like, that is weird. And then she's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, if you enunciate your name as, you know, Ava, why do you make some people say Eva? And then, like, your friends that are, like, Latin can call you Ava. Like, why would that bother you? You know, and she's like, I don't know. It's just, like, my white friends call me Eva. I was like, I find that really weird. Why wouldn't you call it, like, you know what? If my name was a German name and I came over here and I was like, hey, my name was Heinz, for example. I want to be like, my name is Heinz, but, like, since you're American, call me Chuck. I think that weird.
I don't find that super weird because, no? You know, obviously my name has very Latin roots. And so people, one can't, a lot of people, it's so certain sounds, if you don't learn how to do it as a young person, you can't do it that well as an adult. Mm,
like for rolling example, R or something like
rolling
like that.
Out R's or, you know, and here's a funny one. I didn't know that this was one, the SK sound. Ask is a memory for your tongue to make that sound. If you don't learn it as a young child, it's very difficult to do later as an adult. So when kids really? Learn axe, it's very difficult for them to actually change it out and say ask later on.
I did not know that. That's kind of a cool little fact.
Yeah, I found that out very recently. So her not correcting it was probably out of correcting so many times. You're like, is this really worth it? No, just go
no,
ahead and
it
call
wasn't
it that.
Her not correcting. It was her saying, like, no, call it the, I want you to call me at the other way instead of
oh, that's weird.
Because she was white.
Well, that's so for me, it's like, if you can get close enough that I'm going to recognize that out of a crowd, mm-hmm. I call that a win. You know, I believe in a grading system for my name. If you get a 70% of or above, I'm going to answer to it. Less than that, yeah. I'm not even going to make an attempt to say that's me.
That's true. So. I mean, if you didn't, if you were reading the name Calixtro the first time, it may be like confusing to say, you know what I mean? Like yeah. I can get that. And but so if I said, knew you and you like, we hung out all the time
I've been
over
called,
2-3 years like, and I was like continually somebody, butchering it, that'd be
yes.
different.
Somebody said like Calixitar. I'm like, yeah, that's me. You're good. I got it.
Calixitar. I mean, you called, do look like a fucking dinosaur.
I've also been called Calexico. Like, just like over, like, it's like as long as it starts with a C, some there's an X in there in the
Calico,
middle.
Calico.
And there's an
like
O
that.
At the end. Good enough, man. You,
well,
you
makes
tried.
Sense. Kiko. Like, that's how yeah. Kiko came, right?
Like, yeah, that is how it came. So, I mean, like, the fact that you'd be like, no, you're, so my opinion on this, it is weird. That's a weird thing to do. It's like okay. it's a weird authority.
If you know the proper enunciation.
Yeah, it's
why
a weird flex.
It
like if and it's like Ava versus Eva. I mean, clearly that's not an enunciation issue.
Right.
That's just a weird
that's
flex.
You just read it the first time and yeah. you read it as an English speaker.
Yeah. And how was it spelled? Just out of curiosity.
EVA.
That's Eva.
But if you enunciate it her way, it's Ava, you know, and I get it. And it's like, but why, if she says it right, would you be like, no, call me Ava? Like,
so,
I only
so,
have.
So someone said, called you. So, okay. So she was telling, so some, what's the correct way? Just so I'm
so basically clear. If I walked up to you, Fez, imagine you and I are hanging out.
No. Danny, what I'm trying to say is I don't know which one the white people were supposed to call her and which one the Latin people were supposed to call her.
White people are supposed to call her Eva.
Okay.
Latin people were supposed to call her Ava.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's probably what she gets used to. The white friends calling her Eva and Latin people calling her Ava. That makes sense.
Yeah, but if you knew that her name was Ava and she introduced herself as Ava and then you called her that and she was like, no, you know, my white friends call me Eva. Like, would you?
That's weird.
I just find that weird. Like,
I find
for me.
It's equally weird to me.
Okay.
Mark,
like, I could
got?
Get if like we're butchering.
What's
your name
her actual name? Eva.
Ava.
Right? Her actual name is Ava. And mm-hmm. then what do the white people call her?
Eva.
Right.
But
and you were calling her actual name, Ava.
Yeah, yeah, she was being called her actual name, but since it was from like a white person, it would be like, no.
That's a stupid ass reason, but I guess I could understand why more people are, she's used to people calling her that. But
yeah,
you let
right?
other people call you the other thing.
But to correct somebody from your actual enunciation and be like, hey, no, you're white, like call me the other way.
Who was this person?
A friend of Carrie's.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
That's that sounds weird. Like, this is like a friend of your, a friend of your.
Yeah, like you. So you, for example, you go and everybody may hang out together, right?
So she's
and
introducing like, herself in different ways at the same party.
No, cool. She's introducing herself as Ava.
Well,
but
what
for
if
example,
next, if
it would be like
there.
We're going and we're the white couple, right? And like we're the only white group, and then it's like you know mostly I think the proper. I don't know what to call anybody anymore without like. But so like when there's Spanish speaking people there, like everybody refers to her as Ava, but she expects us to be like Eva.
That's weird.
That's so what weird. That's what I thought. I'm like, that's kind of weird. Like,
I don't know. So just based off that,
like I can say,
I say, give an anonymous tips to the cops to check her basement. Because that's a serial killer mentality.
Right? Two different personalities. Like, well, it that's didn't count. I was in my alter ego.
Ava did that. I'm Ava.
It wasn't me, I swear.
Ava was with her white friends, and she murders people.
She's
Ava
totally
doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, check the basement. I feel...
sorry, guys. Cool. I probably shouldn't even talk about any of that, but... I don't mean it in a negative way, but I'm just like, I just find that weird. You know, I had never experienced that before. I know most people are like, hey, my name is such and such. And like, they realize it's difficult to say. And they're like, most people call me, but to be like, if I walked up to you and for the first time, you're like, hey, my name's Calixtro. And I was like, hey, the next time I saw you, I was like, hey, Calixtro. And you're like, no, dude, you're white. I actually go by Fez only for white people, you know, and then like all your other friends walked around calling you Calixtro, but I was only expected to call you Fez, you know. It's like, that's weird to me. And you're not even an immigrant, like you were born here.
Yeah,
like
no.
I'm an immigrant, and I still find it weird.
Yeah, no, I find that extremely weird. I don't know, so it's just some people are weird about their names, like they care a lot of care about it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's like it links you to your identity in a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. And like I said, I just find it weird personally, but like different cultures may do shit different ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like some people prefer to poop in a hole in the ground.
Yeah. Speaking of cultures doing things differently, there's a lot of mashups going on with food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... are there foods that you don't have an open mashed up in a different way? And you're like, this is just not right. This
absolutely
is something
not.
You don't have any issue with that.
I will. The only thing I won't really eat is olives, man. Like I will eat
I'm not saying like a food, like an olive, but like, have you ever had a food that was like, oh, this is going to be
like,
a hamburger. And it's like, no,
they shouldn't do that to a hamburger. They fucked it all up type of thing.
Yeah.
No, by no means. Like, you ever had a Captain Burger? They take that shit, they bread it, they fry it. It's like I think it's like a Japanese style of doing it. But like,
yeah,
everybody's
but
like, you can't take a burger and just fry it in like this Japanese shit. And I'm like, it's delicious. If you
so what if someone
it,
take a burger and they put peanut butter and jelly on it and then ate it that way?
They do
if
have
I
that.
Ate it and it tasted
do have
good,
that.
I'd be down.
No, that's a specific example of a sin that I wanted to say.
Why?
What's that?
Why is it a sin?
In my opinion. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
but
not
who the fuck are you to tell me what I should try or try?
Well, look, I used to feel like that, but then I started seeing, I started watching, like, I get Russian and, like, Turkish, like, and all these, like, Asian, like, food things from around the world and, like, them showing how they eat shit. And I'm like, what? And not like street food, like shit that's in people's kitchen. That's like, and like they'll take some stomach intestines, right? And like, you know, do some shit with it and put in all these spices and all that shit. Now that shit looks like a demonic squid to me. But
let me tell you, so and just for you
but
know,
it's delicious.
cows is called tripe, and it's amazing.
Yeah, there is tripe. Now, I've had tripe tacos. I've had all these types of tripe. Look, I mean, chitlins, yes. But
I
like,
love it.
They keep, they chop, people slice it up. They slice it up and like do all the stuff and put it to where it looks like just chopped up meat. The stomach completely looking the same. And they're all together. They look like dicks, actually. Yeah. They look like a bunch of dicks. You know what I'm talking about?
It's funny you say that, Mark, because like I grew up like hunting and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like you.
Daddy's going to eat a penis in the story.
Oh,
I
yeah,
know it.
I'm down for eating dicks, dude. But let me get to it. You know? So. We had, growing up, like, one of my best friends, I used to stay over at his house all the time at his mom's place. His mom and dad lived in the same neighborhood. They were, like, a five-minute bike ride from each other. So, like, I could hang out with him no matter where he was. So, we're hanging out at his mom's house. I already forgot what I was saying, man. I was thinking about eating dicks. There we go. So, the next door neighbors end up moving out, and the new people that moved in was like this family of Guamanians, right? And it was like, I don't know, there was like 8 or 9 of them all living in this one small house. And I remember.
Hold on a second. Speaking
it's
of,
it's just
it
a fact. I'm not sweet, being
Guatemalan is the or you say from Guam?
From Guam.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Guatemala. Hold on,
yeah,
is
nice
it Guamanians?
Try, bitch. Guamanians, yeah, wouldn't they? I don't know if that's proper or not, but that's what I used to say. It didn't offend them, so is that not right? Like you should probably.
I have no
Guamanian
idea.
Guamanian or is what's a demonym? Demonym referring to anyone from Guam? Yeah, they're called Guamanians. I've never heard that.
Okay, so back to what I was saying.
I'm racist.
So we're hunting and doing all this stuff, right? And what do we usually do when we're hunting is like you remove the entrails from the inside of the animal and then you leave it in the woods and then the woods, you know, consumes it. These guys, they go out hunting. Like I didn't go with them, but they went out hunting with like my friend's mom and her boyfriend and all that. They come back, they got deer. And these guys save all the paunches, which is like the inside of the animal that you remove during the gutting process, right? And they would make like big stews out of all the insides of deer or elk or anything. Like they put the liver in there, the stomach, like intestines, and put all these spices and vegetables. And they would like whip it up in these giant fucking pots that they would boil in like their garage, you know, kind of like some like southern crawfish boil type of shit. But it would just be like this entrails and all these insides. And I remember just being like, oh, dude, that's kind of fucking nasty, you know? But also, I'm willing to try. And you try it and it was like actually pretty delicious. And it helped me like later on just try random ass foods in foreign countries. But I remember they would eat every little bit of the animal and share it among their whole family and the entire neighborhood. But like, obviously, it wasn't a hot commodity. In like suburban white America.
So here's what I guess what I'm more trying to say. Not are you willing to try it? Not that I'm willing to try a lot of foods, and that's why I know certain things I hate.
No, I know what you mean.
Has there ever been a mashup that you hate?
I mean, there's mashups that I think I've had where I'm like, that I expected more out of it, but like, I feel like it's usually high end though. When it's like a fusion type place where you talk like, you know, a different take on like Thai / American fusion or whatever, like stuff like that. I feel like most of the time you got to go somewhere that's like really good in order to have like a good experience. Other times it's like, but I'm not opposed to it. If it tastes good, I don't care what they do or what they combine as long as it tastes good.
Nice. Oh, sorry. I didn't let you finish eating dick in that story. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Oh, no, no. Like, I'm pretty sure there's probably dick in the soup.
Oh. I mean,
I don't think they wasted anything.
So, let me ask you a question. If there was a delicacy that was like, hey, this is going to be like bull jizz, would you be like, I'm down to try or no?
I mean, I probably wouldn't, personally.
Okay.
Like
I just had to see
like,
how far
hey, this is a delicacy. Like, but I've eaten nuts before, you know.
I've had Rocky Mountain oysters.
Right. It's like oh, I'll try it, and I'm willing.
That's like I've also tried like cow tongue and beef brain.
Tongue is good. Lengua.
No, I don't like that. It's just you know I'll eat cartilage. That's like similar, but not so much.
What about cheek? like beef cheek.
I don't even know what that is.
What is buche? That's buche? Head? Or is that goat?
I don't know. What'd you say?
Buche.
Oh, you know what? That's another thing, too. Growing up, I mean, like, my mom used to get a lot of sheep and lamb and mutton, I guess, would be the older version of sheep. And then you got lamb.
Stomach of a pig.
Oh. That's sorry, you know what? What's it? Hogshead cheese. Tasty. Hogshead cheese is so fucking good, too.
Is there meat in there? Is there hog head in it?
No, they boil down the brain and they call it a cheese afterwards. But like they boil down basically all the fat and brain matter and they make this concoction that doesn't taste terrible.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of out on that one. I'll try it, but I don't feel a pull to necessarily try that particular dish.
What about pickled pig's feet? What do you feel on that?
I don't think they're that great. Also, chicken's feet. I'm not a fan of chicken's feet. Oh, like, no. I can eat it if I have to, but like, I don't like chicken's feet. It's just you're nibbling all around this tiny ass bone to get barely anything. I'm like, it's just not worth it. You know, some people don't eat like crab because they're like, it's not worth cracking a shell. I feel that way with like chicken's feet, and pickled feet in general.
Pretty excited to eat crab. Because, you know, we remember it being great and we got a lot and we're just like, we sat there and we're just kind of like eating it. We're like, huh. This is supposed to be better, right? And we're both really disappointed.
What kind of crab?
It was a king crab.
Hmm.
And it wasn't bad. It wasn't like it was badly cooked. Just, I remembered it being so good.
I am a fan of king crab myself.
But we had some crab cakes and we loved the hell out of them.
Really? Crab is just what you put into it. It's like whatever flavor you
did
put.
You know crab's an insect?
It's a crustacean.
Crustaceans and crab?
They're crustaceans, which is different than insects.
What?
Where the family tree left off, it's pretty close, but it's like the closest I think of insects.
I'm pretty sure crabs are insects.
You can Google it. Our crustacean. I think it's a different,
not our
phylum species.
I'm pretty sure lobsters are insects. Crabs are insects. Because they're broken down by three body parts, right? An insect broken down by, like, I believe it's head, thorax, and...
Yeah, crustaceans share common ancestors, including cockroaches, Blatteria. Insects and crustaceans belong to the phylum Arthropoda, but insects all have six legs, two antenna, three body parts, and most have two pairs of wings. So they're a little bit different. So, yeah, but I mean, they're close.
It's an arthropod, but it's not an insect.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what it says. Which comes from the arthropod classification, which are invertebrates that have an exoskeleton, a segmented body, a pair jointed. Other crustaceans are prawns, but they are not actual insects.
Yeah.
So, they come from the same line, but you know what I'm saying? They're not. They're just exoskeletons. So I wonder if we broke down. Yeah, people eat bugs.
So just to give you an idea for the taxonomic rates, it goes kingdom, phylum or division, that's one, class, order, family, genus, and species. So, I mean, you're looking like...
Are they like same genus?
So it's like animal kingdom further? And then same phylum. So they're not in the same genus, they're not the same family, they're not the same order, they're not the same class, they're the same phylum. So it's a pretty far.
Well, I got
to
double check the shit I'm letting my kids watch then, because they had an entomologist on that said that exact same thing.
But well, you know what found? You know what I found out very recently? Roly-polies are crustaceans. They're not insects. And I don't know what the correct term for them. But they're you. If I say a roly-poly, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So those are actually potato crustaceans.
I wish potato those things bug. Got bigger. Yeah, I've like wanted to take one up and be like, man, can I? If I feed you more, will you grow up? You know, will you grow bigger?
That's interesting. I wonder what the biggest roly-poly ever was. That's a cool. Those are cool. Cool little bugs. Now, yeah, you probably should. I mean, it's not. I'd say that a phylum is closely ancestor. That's hey, the closest animal to a whatever is this, they're usually looking at a phylum. So it's not okay. That far off to say that.
So like, the phylum is arthropods. So they're all arthropods, but they're not necessarily insects. Correct. Because after that, it's like arachnids and insects and shit like that, somewhere further down, right?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that's what I get for getting my fucking information off YouTube for kids.
I mean, it's just like, I mean, an arthropod is just basically anything that's an invertebrate. So, of course, they kind of all relate together.
Mm.
So, well, you know what? Don't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure that's what, like, they're like the invertebrates, like, they don't have like the spine and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No, no bones. They have something, they got the exoskeletons.
The exoskeletons.
Yeah.
Dude, wouldn't that be trippy to have an exoskeleton and your human form? Like, I understand it's not like that's not possible or whatever, but imagine what it'd be like to just have like this hard shell on the outside, and if you crack it, like your shit leaks out.
That would be fucking
like breaking a bone would be so fucking terrible.
Well, no, because you got to break it like once a month. Like as you're growing up, you have to break out of that shell. I think we grow too fast to ever be like mammals grow so fucking fast. Like insects are like a slower grower. Oh, that sounded a lot more like an innuendo than I meant to. But yeah, no, that's crazy though. Even crazier.
Did we already lose Mark?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
Should we close out so he can go?
Yeah.
Hey, peace, man. It was great. Rastafari Unicorn. Love y'all.
All right, man. Later.
Love you, Mark. Peace.
But hey, thank you for joining us this week on Redeeming Qualities. Peace.